I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Going to preview all of Magic Round's Sunday afternoon games, all of our previews and our predictions heading into those ones. Quick wrap up of Saturday. We've got the rapid review that'll come tomorrow, then the Bloke in a Bar episodes as well. But the South Sydney Rabbitohs 32 over the New Zealand Warriors 30. We tipped the Warriors for an upset here. Hopefully you took them with the start. I was very nervous. I think the start was 7.5 in the end, and they were down by 8 with about 2 minutes to go. So a very nervous couple of minutes for me, but Montoya managed to crash over at the back end to get them within 2 points. Unfortunately, Warriors went down in this one. Look, I thought South Sydney were the better team, regardless of what the scoreline says. I thought the Warriors were awful in the first half. They were very disappointing. Despite them getting back into this one, I thought their first half was atrocious. They were so poor, it was not even funny. And when you consider the first 3 minutes that they came out and they forced two repeat sets and they looked great, then as soon as they handed the ball over, they just capitulated. I really don't even think South Sydney were that great, but they didn't need to be because they just, they hardly got out of a jog in the first half and led 26-0 or something. It really was embarrassing for the New Zealand Warriors. And yes, they got back into it, but I kind of feel sorry for South because they never had to lift their intensity over about 40%. Then all of a sudden, the Warriors started throwing the ball, playing a bit of footy. There was a sin binning. I mean, I really don't think the Warriors deserve to be in this one, despite how much I wanted them to be in it. And I tipped them, and I had Reece Walsh and everything. I thought they were very bang average. I wouldn't call this a bounce back in any way, shape, or form. They were dreadful. The Bunnies, I mean, it's one of those games where if your opposition is this poor, yes, you want to be like the Penrith Panthers, you want to be like the Melbourne Storm where you just drown them out, but it's a lot harder to, it's a lot easier than it seems in my opinion. And South, they're not really one of those teams. They did put them to the sword, they ran through their plays, it all came very easily. Then the second half when the Warriors started to play, it's hard to get yourself back into that fight all of a sudden, unless you're the Panthers or the Melbourne Storm. So a Bunnies, a good win, a win that they needed. For the Warriors, now they'll look at the scoreboard and go, geez, we got close. And, you know, on the bright side for the Warriors, if they wouldn't have come out and played the first, I don't know, 38 minutes like a reserve grade side, they probably could have won this one. Our boy Reece Walsh, we brought him in as a pod play, as did 200 people today. Hopefully all beers and break evens listeners. I think he scored 72 points. I had the Warriors 1-12 into a Reece Walsh try. I really did think off that kick off Sean Johnson, he was going to score and they were going to get the job done there. But it wasn't meant to be. SJ knocked it on. They got a penalty off the back of it anyway, but very happy with Reece Walsh. 72 Supercoach points without a try, coming in at 400k. This is what we were talking about. They've got easier games coming in the next 2 weeks. Follow that into a round 13 game where he will be playing. So exciting times with Reece Walsh. And if he did jump on, fingers crossed, he can keep it up and we can keep heading in the right direction. Especially when you consider the money you could have spent on Turbo, an extra 500k for 50 less points. A pretty good move, in my opinion. The next game, the Titans and the Dragons. What a cracker this was. It was unfortunate at the back end of this game. I was sort of just sitting there going, fucking someone win this game so we can get to the Panthers and the Melbourne Storm. Storm. I thought both teams were good in this game. I think they were lucky they were probably playing each other realistically. I think if they were playing one of the top teams, Melbourne and Penrith, this would have been a very different game. But that's the same for the vast majority of games, realistically. I thought the Dragons would win this one. So well done to the Titans. Obviously, field goal shots galore going all over the place. I think the Titans missed four shots of field goal. Jermaine Asako managed to score the match winner in the 88th minute. A little bit controversial, kind of looked like a knock-on at normal speed, but I think once they slowed it down, I can understand them giving a try for that one. So the Titans back in the winning circle. They really did need this one. This was a game that they had to win. I think it was close to a must-win game for both teams, but I think especially for the Titans, it was definitely a must-win game off the back of the last few weeks. So congratulations, Gold Coast Titans, and a great win to have at Magic Round in front of a Queensland crowd. Really good to see. Exciting game. So hopefully the Titans, they can build off the back of this. It wasn't pretty, but you've just got to take wins when they come your way in the NRL. The Melbourne Storm, Penrith Panthers, Jerome Hughes ruled out of this one. Look, to be honest with you, I predicted Penrith 1-12 when Jerome Hughes was still playing. I hadn't heard that he was out yet. I wouldn't have changed it, to be honest with you. I still thought the Melbourne Storm defence would hold on to the Penrith Panthers, but they really did blow them away, and it's not like they exploded in the back end of the game or anything. They scored their last try in the 62nd minute, the Penrith Panthers. So pretty convincing victory over the Storm. They didn't just run away at the end when they were exhausted. Penrith, very, very impressive. Isaac Targo scoring a double, scored the first try, and then scored the third try off a kick as well. A very, very impressive game from him. Still had a couple of knock-ons. I think he had a one-on-one steal as well that was a little bit costly at their own end, but a really good bounce back from him after a few quiet weeks. Ewan Aitken was ruled out for the Warriors, so it forced me to actually play Isaac Tago in Classic, and he did very well. So, feel for those people that didn't play him. The only reason why I did play him was because Ewan Aitken was ruled out, but if you traded him out this week, I've got very little sympathy for you. I think it was a really dumb sideways move. Unless you got an absolute gun in like Isaiah Papali'i, then I can understand it, but I really think you should have gone elsewhere with that move. But anyway, the Penrith Panthers, big win over the Melbourne Storm. A little bit of an embarrassing one for Melbourne. They weren't overly impressive. Cameron Munster talking after the game. They play the Cowboys next week. I think Munster is going to fucking rip and tear. I'll drop something on my Instagram page today that you'll be able to see the emotion that Munster's going to carry into next week. I think it's going to be a bad week to play Melbourne. But Penrith, very impressive. Cleary, Luai, both did a fantastic job. Good to see Luai get some stats on the ball, which he's deserved over the last few weeks. Penrith, they keep rolling on. Coming off a loss, very impressive. I'm not going to read too much into it as far as the clash between the two of these two teams go. Without Pappenhausen, without Jerome Hughes, Melbourne are a vastly different footy side. But Penrith, they did exactly what Penrith do. They were dominant. They dominated from the very start to the very end. So if anything, it probably just builds a better narrative for the next time they play. Good teams, they don't lose two games in a row, and the Penrith Panthers, they would be well and truly aware of that. Despite having to play two of the top four teams 2 weeks in a row, they managed to get up this week. But yeah, as I said, no Husey, no Pappy. They are a different side without those guys in Melbourne Storm, despite what Cameron Munster will tell you. So we have to wait until we get these two teams at full strength, which will probably come at some point in September, if not the first week in October. All right, let's move to the previews for this afternoon. The first game, 1:50, we've got the Cronulla Sharks taking on the Canberra Raiders. For me, I do like the Sharkies here. I just think they've got too much strike. Their pack is too good and it's too consistent. I think on paper, the Raiders pack isn't really that far behind the Sharks pack, but you just don't know what you're going to get week in, week out. You do with the Sharkies, especially coming off that win last week where they only had 11 players. I will say this, there is a chance that it will take a bit of gas out of the Cronulla Sharks, but I just think they're too much of a classy side to lose this one. Nico Hines, we spoke to Random Stats Guy during the week. Nico Hines has won his last 14 games on the trot when playing fullback. I do think he's in for a big performance today, and I think the Sharkies, they get the job done there. Braden Trindle comes into 7. I don't think that's great for the side just because of how well Nico Hines has been going. But Trindle's job will be very simple. It'll be just a very basic structure to keep to. And I think Nico Hines is in for a huge performance here. And he will be my classic captain this afternoon. And he will be my bet for this game. So I am taking Nico Hines to score a double this afternoon. You can get $10.50 for Nico Hines to score a double. That's going to be my only bet for this game. Nico Hines to score a double, $10.50 there. If you want to throw in some more value, I don't mind Mulatalo at $1.78. If you chuck him in there, you can get $17. So I might have a little something on both of them. But Nico Hines to score a daily double, I really like that one there. Let's move to the second game. Sharkies win the first one for me. We've got the Sydney Roosters taking on the Parramatta Eels. Eels pretty short, $1.70 odd here. I think that's pretty good value for Parramatta, to be honest with you. I don't see them losing this one. I know the Roosters had a W last week, a big W against the Titans, but I think that Titans team, they were exhausted from putting in a big performance against the Panthers the week before, and they really weren't overly crash hot. Thought the Roosters were good without being great, but I don't think they've turned the corner yet, and I think that Parramatta coming off a win against the Penrith Panthers, I just think they'll be primed for this one. There is an argument, the Roosters coming off a good win last week, the Panthers coming off a big win that would have taken a lot out of them. The Roosters could get a W here, and I think that's what the money sort of suggests, but for me, I think Parramatta will get the job done here. I think their pack is just simply too consistent, and I don't think the Roosters pack has really dominated anyone this week outside of that game last week where the Titans were far from impressive through the middle. So,
tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Parramatta in this game for me. I'm looking at my anytime try scorers. I've got two guys here from the Parramatta Eels that are combining for $11. I've got Will Penasini for the Parramatta Eels. I love the way that he's playing at the moment. Will Penasini into Isaiah Papali'i, big body back rower. I think he's having a season to remember at the moment. Isaiah Papali'i coming in at $3.90. I think he's arguably the best forward in rugby league right now, and I love him in this matchup here. So Will Penasini, $3.40. Isaiah Papali'i, $3.90. You can get $11 for that same game multi there. I think the Parramatta Eels win this one. I'm not sure how much they win by. It's a bit hard to get a read on the Roosters, hence why I'm staying away from the result on this game. Penasini, Isaiah Papali'i, $11 will be my punt for this game. Let's move to the last game, and I'm really looking forward to this one. We've got the West Tigers taking on the North Queensland Cowboys, the new look West Tigers and the Cowboys that we're starting to become pretty familiar with as the season moves forward. Tigers at about $3, the North Queensland Cowboys coming in at $1.40 at 6:25 tonight. So you're in for a huge Sunday afternoon of footy into Sunday night. For me, a couple of young guys coming in for the West Tigers. You've obviously got Junior Pogo and Tupu as well. So a pretty inexperienced backline, and I think that will be a little bit costly for the West Tigers. Jacko and Luke Brooks in the halves have been going great guns. They welcome back Luciano Leilua, which is a huge in for this side. But I just think right now, the Cowboys in defense, they've just been sensational so far this year. They've been so impressive. I think that they keep doing what they're doing. Just trying to work out in my head these two young guys for the West Tigers. Obviously, Luke Garner, he'll be on the right side. So he will be marking the left center. It'll be Val Holmes. So yeah, it'll be Peter Hicku and Kyle Felt up against these young guys. So I'm probably going to chuck an additional Kyle Felt in my same game multi here. But what I've got as it stands right now, I'm just going to chuck Kyle Felt in there too because I like that one against the young guys. Pretty short Kyle Felt, $1.86 as always, but he always finds a way to score a meaty. Okay, pretty big same game multi in this one. I have got the Cowboys winning this one. I don't think they'll win it by as much as what people are anticipating. I think the West Tigers will put up a good fight, but I've got three try scorers. The first one is from the West Tigers. I've got Luciano Leilua returning on that right edge. Jackson Hastings and Luke Brooks, they've been using that second row brilliantly, and that's where a lot of their attack has gone the last few weeks. So Luciano Leilua in his return game, $5.60, really good value there. I don't see the Tigers scoring too many points. I also don't see them conceding a stack of points, to be honest with you. So maybe three anytime try scorers might be a little bit overs here. But Luciano Leilua at $5.60. And then from the North North Queensland Cowboys. We've got Kyle Felt. He will be out on the right sting, so I think he'll be taking on these two young fellas, and I think Peter Hicku can create something for him there. And then I have got Scotty Drinkwater as well, the fullback. I think he's been in sensational form. He's a guy that I've got in Supercoach. I'm a big believer in Scotty Drinkwater. I believe that he crosses the stripe here. Great support play, and he can just beat you in so many ways. He's not afraid to run. If the guy outside him isn't in a better position than him, he will take you on. And I think down that right edge as well, you could see Drinky come up with some points. So $2.60 for Scott Drinkwater there, and Kyle Felt at $1.80 into Luciana Leilua, who is the big value play here at $5.60. Grand total, $23 there. $23 for Leilua, Kyle Felt, and Scotty Drinkwater to cross the stripe. Guys, those are my same game multis. We've got that one into Will Pennicini and Isaiah Papali'i to score against the Roosters, $11. And then the first game, we've got Nico Hines for two or more, and I'm going to chuck in Mulatalo as an anytime try scorer there. You can get $17 in that game. Enjoy the last few games of Magic Round. Going to be three absolute crackers, it looks like. The sun is going to come out in Brisbane this afternoon, so I think we'll still have a wet track, obviously, from the last few days, but it should be a little bit better than what we saw last night, which is very exciting. Very exciting if you have made the trip to Brisbane, that hopefully you get three games at least with the sun out and in the dry to some extent for you to enjoy this afternoon. We've got the rapid review coming out tomorrow morning, so stay tuned for that. We'll have our draft review. We haven't done too well this weekend either, so we'll get stuck into that and talk about our draft team moving forward, and then we will be recording with Kempe and Timmy Williams tomorrow, I think. And then all that content will be coming on the Rugby League Guru podcast over the next few days.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.